You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about work they did in shops. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the options A to H what each person says about their experience. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I spent 6 months as a sales assistant in a toy shop. Until you've actually done it, you don't realise how hard it is working in a shop. They say the customers are always right, but let me tell you, they're not. Sometimes they're simply rude. When I'd had a particularly tough day for one reason or another, my fellow workers were always sympathetic, for which I was very grateful. But I was glad it was only a temporary job, even though I was quite good at it. One thing came as a result of that. I'm always nice to shop assistants now.
Speaker 2.
The shop where I worked sold mobile phones. There were 6 of us working there, and there was never a moment when we weren't rushing about. It's draining being on your feet all day. Some of our customers hadn't a clue what they wanted, and others seemed to have a lot more knowledge than me. You had to be ready for a huge variety of questions. At the end of my shift, my brain couldn't cope with any more. In the evenings, I just sat at home watching rubbish on the TV. I work in a flower shop now. Much more my thing.
Speaker 3.
I sold jeans in a really fashionable shop. We worked on commission, which made selling quite competitive, so the more I sold, the bigger my take-home pay was. Even knowing that, I couldn't make myself push a pair of jeans on a customer if I thought they looked awful on her. And I think the customers recognised my honesty, because I had a lot coming back who chose to be served by me. It was quite satisfying knowing that my approach seemed to work. In the end, I probably sold just as many as my colleagues, if not more.
Speaker 4.
My colleagues were great, and I really enjoyed some aspects of selling. I mean, I knew I was a good sales assistant, even with difficult customers. I was working in a furniture shop, selling top-of-the-range sofas and chairs. In fact, we were also having to sell some stuff that wasn't top-of-the-range, and that wasn't reflected in the price. I tried to put people off buying these lower-quality pieces, as I didn't think they were worth the money. In the end, I left because of this, and I've moved out of selling. I miss it sometimes.
Speaker 5.
The dress shop I worked in always seemed to be having a sale where loads of things were marked down by as much as 50%. It attracted customers into the shop, but not much of the discounted stuff was sold. Customers preferred our latest models, which were full price, but I wasn't very good with customers. I'd had a couple of days before I started with the manager who went through the stock with me and the mysteries of the credit card machine, but nothing on actually dealing with customers. So I left after a couple of months and tried something else instead.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I spent 6 months as a sales assistant in a toy shop. Until you've actually done it, you don't realise how hard it is working in a shop. They say the customers are always right, but let me tell you, they're not. Sometimes they're simply rude. When I'd had a particularly tough day for one reason or another, my fellow workers were always sympathetic, for which I was very grateful. But I was glad it was only a temporary job, even though I was quite good at it. One thing came as a result of that. I'm always nice to shop assistants now.
Speaker 2.
The shop where I worked sold mobile phones. There were six of us working there and there was never a moment when we weren't rushing about. It's draining being on your feet all day. Some of our customers hadn't a clue what they wanted, and others seemed to have a lot more knowledge than me. You had to be ready for a huge variety of questions. At the end of my shift, my brain couldn't cope with any more. In the evenings, I just sat at home watching rubbish on the TV. I work in a flower shop now. Much more my thing.
Speaker 3.
I sold jeans in a really fashionable shop. We worked on commission, which made selling quite competitive, so the more I sold, the bigger my take-home pay was. Even knowing that, I couldn't make myself push a pair of jeans on a customer if I thought they looked awful on her. And I think the customers recognised my honesty because I had a lot coming back who chose to be served by me. It was quite satisfying knowing that my approach seemed to work. In the end, I probably sold just as many as my colleagues, if not more.
Speaker 4.
My colleagues were great, and I really enjoyed some aspects of selling. I mean, I knew I was a good sales assistant, even with difficult customers. I was working in a furniture shop, selling top-of-the-range sofas and chairs. In fact, we were also having to sell some stuff that wasn't top-of-the-range, and that wasn't reflected in the price. I tried to put people off buying these lower-quality pieces, as I didn't think they were worth the money. In the end, I left because of this, and I've moved out of selling. I miss it sometimes.
Speaker 5.
The dress shop I worked in always seemed to be having a sale where loads of things were marked down by as much as 50%. It attracted customers into the shop, but not much of the discounted stuff was sold. Customers preferred our latest models, which were full price, but I wasn't very good with customers. I'd had a couple of days before I started with the manager who went through the stock with me and the mysteries of the credit card machine, but nothing on actually dealing with customers. So I left after a couple of months and tried something else instead.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.